Welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratore, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive into the top stories making waves across Australia this week. In a landmark decision, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, also known as FCA, supported insurer QBE's decision to reverse a payout for a fraudulent rental claim stemming from a storm that occurred over 3 years ago. It's a reminder of the critical necessity for truthfulness and precision in insurance claims. The claimant, linked to a residential strata plan, had falsely stated that the property was rented out at a monthly rate of $3,300 for use as a conference facility. However, a subsequent probe revealed signs of fraud, including a retroactively issued lease agreement and made-up rent payments. QBE was successful in getting back nearly $47,000 in payouts and costs, a clear warning to those considering deceptive practices. On a more progressive note, the local insurance technology or InsurTech sector is making strides with its innovative approach and strategic investments. A recent report titled InsurTech Down Under has shed light on this booming industry. Whilst large insurers often focus their sights offshore, a whopping 293 InsurTech firms are busy reshaping the insurance landscape right here across Australia and our neighbors in New Zealand. They have managed to raise a significant $1.6 billion over the past 12 years, defying growth challenges and regulatory roadblocks. Advanced technology initiatives, including blockchain, quantum computing, and artificial intelligence-driven analytics, indicate that the sector is well on its way to a period of transformative growth. The maturing startup ecosystem, bolstered by government incentives and a focus on sustainable business models, has solidified Australia's standing on the global stage. In somewhat troubling news, a company unfortunately fell victim to cybercrime and lost an insurance battle over a customer payment scam, highlighting the increasing relevance of cyber threats and the importance of understanding one's policy terms. The company's clients had transferred over $66,000 to a fraudulent account after receiving counterfeit invoices. Although they suffered a hit, Australian Financial Complaints Authority upheld that their management liability policy with AIG Australia did not cover this, as the company did not experience direct financial loss. This powerfully underscores the urgent need for insurance policies to evolve to effectively counter modern digital threats. On a more upbeat end note, Australia Underwriting is carving out a niche by targeting complex and high-risk coverage requirements, oftentimes overlooking by larger insurers. Founder George Vincent's firm is gaining renown for managing problematic risks like cyclone-prone properties and complicated strata issues. With its focus on strong broker relationships and inventive risk solutions, it is rapidly cementing its standing as a reliable partner in the Australian insurance sector. With that, I'm Paige Estratore, wrapping up this week's insurance news, keeping you informed with Financial Services Online. For more on personal and business insurance, don't forget to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Here's to a secure and productive week ahead, Australia.